16 young people just won a landmark climate lawsuit against the state of Montana. A judge ruled that Montana's fossil fuel policies violated a provision in its constitution that guarantees a clean and healthful environment. It's the first constitutional climate case in the country. Ricky Held is the lead plaintiff in the case, Held versus Montana, and Nate Bellinger is a senior staff attorney for Our Children's Trust, the organization which brought the lawsuit. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Ricky, you were raised on a ranch in Montana. You and other plaintiffs lived the impacts, saw the impacts of climate conditions. I'd love to know what went through your mind after hearing the ruling. How are you feeling?
Yeah, hearing the ruling was just so amazing. We all got on a Zoom together, the whole team that's a part of this case with plaintiffs and our legal and communications team. And we heard the news and it was just kind of unbelievable at first because we've been working on this for so long.
So tell me what you told the court when you testified about the impact of climate on your life, because I have to say, after reading the judge's comments, she was clearly moved by the testimony of all the youth.
Yeah, I got to just talk about my family's ranch and our motel and how we've been impacted by things such as wildfires and flooding, extreme weather events. And so I kind of talked through just kind of what it felt like being on the ranch and having to work through smoke and just worrying about your cattle and livestock. Mm.
And you were one of 16 young plaintiffs, but you were the only one who was over 18 when the suit was filed. So your name got on the case. Have you thought about how it will forever be associated with this important climate precedent?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to think about. It's really just all of us working on it together. And so it happens to be my name, but it's like so much bigger than myself and even us involved in the case, because this matters for the whole world, even outside of Montana's borders.
Nate, Montana has unique language in its constitution, and I'm going to read here from the constitution, quote, "The state and each person shall maintain and improve a clean and healthful environment in Montana for present and future generations," end quote. How important did this constitutional argument end up being for you and your legal team?
Yeah, that was an important constitutional claim, but there were other constitutional claims at issue in the case too, including the plaintiff's right to equal protection of the law, to individual dignity, to liberty, to health and safety. And the judge found that those other constitutional rights were also being infringed. So all of these constitutional rights are found in other constitutions as well. So this sets really important precedent beyond Montana.
And Montana does have thousands of oil and gas wells, oil refineries, coal mines. The Republican supermajority there in the state has been friendly to the fossil fuel industry, and it's these very lawmakers that now have to bring state energy policy into compliance with the ruling. Does that mean that oil and gas well, oil refineries, coal mines will need to stop overnight?
What it means is going forward, when the state of Montana is evaluating whether or not to approve new permits for fossil fuel activities, they need to consider the impacts to climate change and the impacts to youth and their constitutional rights. This is a constitutional case, which means the legislature cannot simply rewrite the statutes to change the law, because this is based on fundamental constitutional rights. State officials and lawmakers take an oath to uphold the Constitution, and I believe they will comply with this court order. And if they don't, we can go back to court to seek enforcement actions.
Just to stay on this for one more moment, the state argued that Montana's contribution to climate change is globally insignificant, that even if Montana stopped, that really wouldn't impact what's happening globally with the climate. What do you make of that argument?
Yeah, that's a common argument that we've seen from governments, and we presented testimony and the judge really rejected that argument. And she found that every additional ton of greenhouse gas emissions matters, causes further harms to plaintiffs, and cannot be allowed.
Nate, Montana's attorney general is going to appeal this. I'm wondering, obviously you anticipated that. Do you think it could go all the way to the Supreme Court?
The Montana appeal will go to the Montana Supreme Court. It will not go to the U.S. Supreme Court because it's a matter of state law. And we did anticipate that, and we're ready, and we feel like we have a really great trial record and great opinion to take up to the Montana Supreme Court.
Yeah, so Ricky, your generation is already bearing the brunt of climate change. What's your message today, the day after this victory in Montana, to people your age and younger who might feel overwhelmed by the future ahead of them?
I guess I've had this sense since the ruling came out that our actions that we take really do matter. I just have a lot of hope for the future. And with decisions like this and all of the other court cases coming, there's going to be a change, and it's just a matter of time now.
Ricky Held is the lead plaintiff in the case Held versus Montana, and Nate Bellinger is a senior staff attorney for Our Children's Trust. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.